KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As promised, President Trump has slapped 25% tariffs on steel and other imports, saying it's without exceptions or exemptions. CBS's Jared Hill.
Tariffs could eventually result in higher prices for U.S. industries that rely on imported metals for everything from car parts to cans.
A Boston judge has extended his pause on Trump's plans to buy out federal workers. Alina Goldstein with the Democracy Forward Foundation.
We hope that this decision today will provide civil service workers with the assurance that the American people have their backs.
The deadline was midnight tonight. There is a powerful winter storm taking aim at the mid-Atlantic. Meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking it.
Over the next week, we are going to have back-to-back-to-back storms coming through the Northeast. The first one beginning Tuesday afternoon and evening. The largest impact is probably going to be in the D.C. metro area up to Baltimore. You're looking in the, you know, around a half-foot range.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is arrested after a drug search warrant took place on Friday. The Plover Police Department searched a home on Forest Drive in the village of Plover a little before 9:30 on February 7th. A 29-year-old female and 35-year-old male were located at the scene. The man was taken into custody on active arrest warrants not related to the search warrant. The 35-year-old was previously identified as a local supplier of meth, cocaine, fentanyl, and THC. During the search of the home, detectives found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and approximately 34 grams of cocaine packaged to deliver. The male subject is being referred to the Portage County District Attorney's Office on charges of bail jumping, neglecting a child, delivery of multiple different drugs, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, and maintaining a drug trafficking dwelling. The Wisconsin of Department Health Services confirmed a second pediatric influenza-associated death in the state on Friday. According to health officials, the death occurred during the week of January 26th to February 1st, months after the first confirmed pediatric death in September. The Department of Health Services has been warning residents of higher flu activity this winter and recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are down this year. Are you interested in how our state wildlife species and habitat are managed? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a plan and seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. This strategic plan will guide priorities for resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values your input and believes it's important for you to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share which are most important to you. You can find out more at dnr.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. In Super Bowl 59, Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far. You battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and then defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers this evening, maybe an inch, then clearing overnight and cold. Low 5 below, wind chill to 20 below. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 5 to 10. More snow showers possible Wednesday with accumulations, highs mid-teens. Currently, we're at 15.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And headlines of the day. Be with us then. And what's worse? We'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Great to be back in this chair in front of the mic and talking to all of you once again after a brief bout with a little thing I like to call the flu. Great to be back. Good to see you, Conrad. Did you miss me? Okay.
Of course. I'm kidding.
You know, I've had about enough of your attitude already. I've been back for 30 seconds. I'm already getting your sass. Yeah, it is good to be back. You guys had a good time the other night. Aaron Carreno filled in. Thank you to Aaron. Thanks to everybody at the team there for filling in. It was great. And to know that I had support when I lost my voice and had the, it's funny when you get sick, you think you've been sick before. Like, I've always thought I had the flu, but what I had was, that was the flu. And I was like, okay, this is what the flu feels like. And it's brutal. And of course, this is the 1 year I did not get a flu shot, and I have no good excuse. Like, I believe in the flu shot. I just kept kicking it down the road. And this is karma too, Conrad. You remember me saying about a month ago or 5 weeks ago how I never get sick and I haven't been sick since before COVID. And then I got sick, but it was just a bad cold. I got through it, whatever. I sounded terrible. But then this happened. And oh my God, it's like the universe's way of saying, oh, you think you're a tough guy, huh? Take this. It was horrible.
I got a question. Did you knock on wood?
I just did now.
Well, when you're saying you're a tough guy, you didn't knock on wood.
Oh, God. I'm not a tough guy. Believe me. I fully admit that now. And, you know, I want to give a shout out, too, to Nikki Zirjev, who was on with me last Tuesday night. She was coming into the studio, and I didn't feel sick yet, but I felt lethargic, and my wife had the flu at home. So I texted Nikki. 2 minutes later, I hear the door open, and she's already there. And I still said, you know, if you want to go home, that's fine. And Nikki did probably what most of us would do and say, oh, no, it's fine. And she ends up getting sick, and she is miserable, and I feel terrible. So you have to help me think of ways to make that up to her. Even though she's being a sport, and she's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's not a big deal. People get sick, whatever. But she was next to me, 2 feet away for like an hour. Tempting fate. So get well soon, Nikki. I hope you're doing okay. All right. Enough about me. Let's leave. Conrad, you feeling okay?
You know, there's enough glass, I think, between us. Last week.
Cold compress too on your forehead last week. That helped. So, all right. Well, let's get to it. We got a great show tonight. It is great to be back. We are broadcasting live statewide, from beautiful downtown Green Bay. So wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, welcome, welcome. It is Monday night. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Conrad riding shotgun. We got a fun show for you guys tonight at 6:35. Jane Matinere, one host of the two hosts of Matinere on Air, the show that carries her name. Jane will join us at 6:35. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on Matinere on Air. And we'll see how Jane is doing, keeping up with the Oscar films and what she thought of the Super Bowl. It's going to be a fun talk. Jane's always a blast. And it's going to be great to have her here on Nightlight. And then at 7:05, Conrad, who do we have?
Well, we have Heather Heil from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
The one and only. She's the great. Heather's. She was going to come in, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to stay away one more day. Still have this kind of cough. I don't think I'm contagious. I just could not take the stress of getting somebody else sick, though. So, because Heather was like, Heather, this is what Heather said to me. She says, I work in a Petri dish. I'll be fine. Which sounds like a terrible gig, but I still didn't want to risk it. So anyway, Heather will be here via the stream at 7:05. We'll talk to Heather about Valentine's Day in Green Bay, because she's got her finger on the pulse of all things Northeast Wisconsin. And she's also been working her way through the Oscar movies. So we'll see how she's doing. And I can share with her what I've seen. I got a chance to catch up on a few things over the last few days. And then our pal Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, joins us at 7:35. Do you think he's still in New Orleans?
He might be. But
yeah, he was down there for a long time.
Yeah, he might have headed home, right? For the Bucks.
For the Bucks, yeah. We'll talk to Mike at 7:35. Really want to hear about his experience in New Orleans. It looked like a blast. Everything about this past week looked like an absolute blast, except the game.
Yes.
And I have to say, I didn't mind the game. It was fun to watch Kansas City kind of get a beatdown because they were so good. It reminded me a little bit of the first time I saw Mike Tyson lose to Buster Douglas, and you see a champion fall, and it's like you can't really believe what you're seeing. But Philadelphia, when they came out, and then I think it was their second drive stalled, and I was like, oh, they blew it. Now the game's over. Mahomes is going to come back. You got to capitalize. But no, the game was like never in doubt. Would you say?
Yeah, I noticed in the fourth quarter that the Kansas City Chiefs only had 27 rushing yards total.
How about that?
It's like
abysmal.
It didn't look like they had a plan out there. It just didn't.
Right.
And
anyway, what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say that Patrick Mahomes got sacked a lot, and the Eagles didn't even blitz.
Isn't that something?
they blitzed 0% of the time.
Conrad, they said like in the fourth quarter, Mahomes has been sacked 6 times. I would have thought 20, because it looked like he was constantly going down. You know. He took a beating, man. Yeah, and you're right. They didn't even blitz. And I didn't know the Eagles were that good. I was like, is Vic Fangio that great of a defensive coordinator? I know he's great, but or do they just have this incredible talent on their roster? And maybe it's a combination of both.
You know, every single team in the playoffs before that put up a better fight than the Chiefs did. It was That's a totally different defense that I've seen. Like, I haven't seen that defense that good in a while, you know?
Do you think they were cocky? Like, do you think the Chiefs just thought they were going to win it because they knew how to win and they'd been there before?
It kind of seemed like they just went out there, you know? They're just like, yeah, we've done it before.
I would find that hard to believe that professionals like that and a team as good as they are would do that, because the Eagles are a good team. But yeah, you're right. Something was like lacking. It was like this. But I have to say, once the cannonball started, I was like, I'm kind of digging this. It was kind of fun just to watch them rack up the score. I don't know.
Speaking of score, what'd you think of that new scoreboard that they debuted yesterday?
Yeah, what was that all about? Was this, it looked like the Sesame Street letters or something?
That was the worst scoreboard I've seen in all of NFL. That was terrible.
Why did they do that? Did the font guy forget to bring his suitcase or something? Or what happened with that?
They always debut in the Super Bowl the next year's, what the scoreboard's going to look like for next year. And really? I really hope they change it up, because that I saw so many people commenting on it. Like, this is, like I said, the worst I've seen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That looked pretty, it looked strange. It looked out of place and outdated. Like they were going for a retro look or something. And it's like, all right. But I don't know. I enjoyed the game. It was weird because I wasn't well enough to go to a couple places that we were invited to go. My wife was still recovering from being sick too. So the two of us just sat there and watched the Super Bowl, and it was pure sort of entertainment. We discussed pardon me, we discussed like the, you know, who was there, the national anthem, America the Beautiful was gorgeous. I don't know who the artists were, but that was incredible. So we just got to kind of do commentary as it went on. It was pretty relaxing watch, I must say. Great commercials too. And that brings us to tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? For me, a lot of them, I don't know if you feel this way, but it seems to me so many of the commercials are trying so hard to be outrageous or to do something crazy. And I'm kind of like, all right, it's just, I hate the neediness of it.
Yeah.
And I thought like a lot of them yesterday were like that until I saw Harrison Ford's Jeep commercial. I absolutely love that commercial. Just this old great actor talking, being a regular dude, which I'm told he pretty much is. And I love the way he tagged it at the end. He says, I love Jeep, even though my last name's Ford. It's great. Nice touch. Made you proud to be, it had the message like a lot of the commercials did where people need to come together. And, you know, regardless of what kind of car you drive, if you drive a hybrid, it doesn't mean this. If you drive a big old pickup, it doesn't mean this. Like, let's all come together. Love the message. Not crazy about the product. I've had a Jeep. But and love the spokesman. Harrison Ford was great. So I would say that was my favorite Super Bowl commercial. What about you, Con?
You know, I really love that Budweiser brought back the horse. In the trailer, they dropped a keg off the trailer, and the horse brought it to the bar, which I thought was pretty great.
Oh, right, with the guys telling the joke, right?
Yeah.
Playing pool.
Yeah.
The horse. Yeah.
Yep.
That was great.
I like that one. I also liked Seal as a seal singing, I forget what the song title is, but
yeah,
they're drinking Baja Blast on a boat, and then they see Seal as a seal on like a rock, and he's singing. And I thought it was pretty funny. That was pretty good. That one actually made me laugh a little bit. Other than that, I didn't think they were that great, to be honest.
I just wish they'd go back to like something a little more, less markety, like trying to be pizzazzy, and it gets over the top and it gets annoying.
Did you see, I forget what brand it was. One of the brands of the toilet papers gave a potty break for their commercial.
I did not see that one.
It said, go take your potty break. We know you need to. It was like 20, it counted down for like 20 seconds.
Oh, funny. I missed the cowboy spongy head thing too, that a lot of people on social media were talking about.
Oh,
I
missed that. That was creepy.
Is that good or bad?
Was
it creepy?
It was a skin hat.
I'll Google it.
It was a skin hat. It looked weird.
All right. So that's our question of the night, folks. Share with us, please, your favorite Super Bowl commercial from the big game yesterday. It wasn't even a big game. The big spanking, I think it was. It was a very one-sided affair, but all the other pomp and circumstance that go along with the Super Bowl were in full force. So share your thoughts with us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know your favorite Super Bowl commercial. We'll be back very shortly to read your texts and continue our talk about the big game. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I did not start, and it breaks my heart. When it did not fall, I want to cry, cry, cry alone. When you feel it blue.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Yes, great to have you with me on this Monday night as we get back into the throw. You know what the worst thing about being sick, Conrad, is that, like, you think, oh, well, you know, at least you get some time off. It's horrible. Like, after 2 hours of TV, you don't ever want to watch TV again. And you look at your phone, and, like, I looked at Instagram one day for, like, an hour, and I was done with it for 5 days. Like, I couldn't look at it anymore. Everything just sucks.
You get bored really fast.
Bored fast, and it's like, hurts to read. I had no voice, so even if I wanted to talk to my wife, I couldn't talk. It was just like, get your flu shots, people. That's all I can say. Have you heard from Nikki? We should check in on Nikki. I know she's only one day behind me, so she might be feeling better.
Today she said it's really kicked her ass.
Was she at work today?
No, I texted her earlier today. So,
I mean, just to check on her?
Well, she said I did a good job on Mino and the Mayor this morning, so that was nice.
Oh, very nice. What did you do, produce, or were you like their sidekick?
I produced. Todd took a vacation.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay. Todd deserves a vacation every once in a while. Works pretty hard. Other than that, I don't know. Like, what did you think of the halftime show?
I mean, how was that? It was okay.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you don't like Kendrick's music, I don't know much about his music. I didn't. I know about the feud between him and Drake. I kind of read up on that. My kids keep me filled in on that. And I read a lot about entertainment, so I kind of know what's going on. But I know that he's considered the more real dude. He's in his element. And Drake has the reputation of being the more corporate-friendly rapper, supposedly. But I was so curious to see what the reaction would be, because I knew it wasn't going to be good from certain people I know on Facebook that were going to have an issue with it. And I got such a kick out of going and reading those, like they can't wait to trash something. And the words I heard the most were, couldn't understand a word he was saying. And other people would say, almost like defensively, I liked Prince, but I did not care for that. Like, what? The two aren't even the same music. Like, what are you talking about? Just because they're both Black? Like, what is your point? Like, they just want to let you know they're not racist or something. It's like, you didn't like it. You didn't like it. Like, I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was, like, again, not knowing the music and not, if I didn't understand something, it wasn't because it wasn't spoken clearly. It's just, I don't know the lyrics. I followed some of it. I heard what he said about 40 acres and a mule. I was like, okay, there's a message in here. And then the more I read about it, I was like, oh man, this was like a whole performance art piece. So I came away just as a casual viewer thinking that was kind of underwhelming or chill almost, but I thought it was cool. But oh my gosh, the Super Bowl halftime show has become so polarizing. It's just music, people. Like, I'm not a huge country fan. When they have country artists on, I watch it and I go, okay. Sometimes I'll talk about it with people I'm sitting with. I don't immediately run to social media and trash country music. I just thought it was kind of sad. But I did enjoy reading all the social media comments. And not so much reading the comments, but seeing the fights that started. That's always fun. I like a good social media brouhaha. So, but I'm with you. I mean, I thought it was a good show. I thought it was really cool. And one of the things I read, too, is that, you know, all I didn't notice this at the time, but all the people dressed in red, white and blue, the backup dancers were all black men. There was a message there. There was a message to Lamar. I think there was a message to President Trump, I'm guessing, because Samuel Jackson was like the narrator. So it was definitely a good old fashioned protest style rock and roll event. But a new face on that, like a friend of mine said today, it wasn't the Who. Like, no, it wasn't the Who, but it was every bit the message the Who probably had 50 or 60 years ago. That hasn't changed. And just to dismiss it, I found it troubling. You're watching a football game. The halftime show is the icing on the cake. It's just added, you know, go up, use the restroom, refill your plate. It didn't bother me. I like a show. And that was a good show, whether I like the music or not. And I don't dislike the music. I'm not familiar with it. But I enjoyed the show. I enjoy the performance. You picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I really enjoyed when they like several different artists, like when Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg,
when
they
had
a bunch of different artists all in one halftime show. I really enjoyed that. Also,
I like that too.
Yeah. I also really liked The Weeknd's performance when he did the Super Bowl halftime.
He was good too. Again, I didn't know his music, but a great show.
Yeah.
Love the what he did with the light and the performance and the presentation. It's great. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you can't expect to like every, you know, someone today said, oh, the Beach Boys are still out there touring. I'm like, the Beach Boys on the Super Bowl halftime show? Really? They can barely move. You know, go see them at a state fair. They're not, you don't want them playing the Super Bowl. That's not going to be a charismatic show. And, you know, you got to rotate. It can't be your kind of music every year. But hopefully people would gain some type of appreciation for what someone is trying to do or portray. And maybe that's the route they'll go from now on. Because the NFL, if they don't want to offend people, maybe they have to spread it around a little bit or something. I don't know. But I thought it was a good show. Going to the text line, Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it. I can't see, Conrad. I got to pull up my text. My eyes are still sick. Pardon me. Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it for the Super Bowl because I was driving during half the game, but the Bill Murray Jeep commercial where he's driving around with a groundhog is hysterical. Glad you're feeling better. Thank you, Monica. And thank you for chiming in as always. Yeah, that I did see that one. That was good. I also saw that that Bill Murray gave his email out and is expecting to get emails from people. So I'll have to go back and look at that one, too. Anything from Bill Murray cracks me up, though. From the 608, Eagles have been good all year. They beat Green Bay twice. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, they're not a bad team. And we were thinking maybe they took them lightly. Steve from Florida says, my favorite commercial was the Budweiser one where the little Clydesdale sees the keg fall off the wagon and then rolls the lost keg to the bar. Pete, hope you're feeling better very soon. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And thank you for the text. Conrad, your dad likes the same commercial you did. That's kind of cool.
Yep. That tracks.
That's our commercial. That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what your favorite Super Bowl commercial was. We're coming right back with Matt Nair on Air's Jane Matt Nair. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
But every time it comes out the same, here comes my baby.
Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin will join a lawsuit against the Trump administration, Elon Musk, and the Department of Government Efficiency. The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of 19 states and accuses the administration of allowing Musk's team to gain access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Governor Evers stated, quote, "Giving political appointees access to our most personal information like this is illegal. That's plain as day," end quote. The system controls funding for programs that Americans depend on, like Social Security, veterans benefits, and Medicare and Medicaid payments. Consumer complaints were dominated by landlord-tenant disputes. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
The State Department of Ag and Trade reports that in the over 2,500 cases reported last year, most were related to housing. Telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and medical services also ranked high among complaints. The efforts in Madison are said to have led to the return of more than $23 million to consumers.
Valentine's Day happens this week. If you procrastinate ordering flowers for your sweetheart, don't end up falling for a scam. Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips. You can find more information and check for BBB-accredited florists at BBB.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers this evening, maybe an inch, then clearing overnight and cold. Low 5 below, wind chill to 20 below. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 5 to 10. More snow showers possible Wednesday with accumulations, highs mid-teens. Currently, we're at 15.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as judgments continue to mount up against the Trump administration. Also, why is the DOJ dropping criminal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. So glad you're here with me tonight, folks. We've got Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports authority, He will be joining us at 7:35 to help us break down, which was a really thrilling Super Bowl. Everything when it came to the game. Everything was fun except the game. That's what I'm trying to say. And then at 7:05, Green Bay Children's Museum, Director of Business Development, Heather Heil, joins us to talk about some fun stuff happening around Green Bay as Valentine's Day approaches. And Heather's been frantically trying to keep up with watching all the best Oscar picture nominees, as am I. So we'll talk about that. And right now I'm excited to welcome my next guest. She's been on the show before, and I've been a guest on her show, which is always fun. She's a very gracious host, along with Greg Bach, on the show that is named in her honor, Jane Matinera. Matinera and Air is what I'm talking about, of course. Jane, how are you?
I am well, Pete. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Thank you. You know, I was out sick last week, Jane, and I most of the time I didn't have a voice, but when I did, it sounded kind of cool. And like, I had this like cool thing and I thought I kind of sound like Jane right now, and I would kill to keep that and have this awesome sounding voice rather than my like kind of squeaky boyish voice that I typically have.
That you're not being nearly fair enough to yourself. And the only reason I have this voice is many years of many bad habits. So I wouldn't encourage that. And for anyone to do that.
Well, listen, I was thinking about taking up smoking anyway. Is that a problem at my age? I mean, how much damage could I really do at this age if I start smoking now, if it gives me a better voice?
We'll have to talk about that later. No, don't start smoking. Don't start smoking.
You have to admit it's pretty cool.
No.
No?
It's a waste of money. And boy, I could do it. Yeah. Let's not even go down the pathway of sin taxes, which we did talk about on our show the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm sorry to make you relive your day job here. What do you think about those? Are they a punishment for poor people, or I don't know how I feel about them, to be honest with you.
Well, I think we're kind of selective about what constitutes sin. And yeah. I do. And personally, I think kale chips are a sin. And if I was going to put a tax on something, I would put it on that. What bothers me about it, Pete, is we know without a doubt that tobacco is bad and tobacco has severe consequences. And yet, in my estimation, and I only know some things about many things.
Same.
These taxes are so built into municipalities now and state governments. And if they outlawed tobacco, that would have massive ramifications. So we seem to be okay with selling this poison because of the tax benefits.
Can you even imagine if they tried to outlaw tobacco, how many crabby people would be walking around? Honestly, I don't even want to live in this society because I feel like everybody, you know, ideally you pick a vice that doesn't cost other taxpayers money or, you know, hurt the medical industry with premiums and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's got vices, right? We've all got them.
Well, again, it depends upon what you consider a vice. If you don't drink alcohol, you don't smoke, you don't indulge in any, but if do you take medications? I guess to some people that could be considered a vice. Do you eat, you know, Doritos? That could be considered a vice. I don't know. I'm not the vice police. Trust me, I'm not the person to be in charge of that.
I'm just saying, just give kale chips a chance, Jane. That's all I'm trying to get across here.
I tried them once. I wasn't
not a fan, huh?
The memory lingers.
Hey, it's so great to have you here. What did you think? I mean, I'm assuming you either watched or read about the Super Bowl. Overall thoughts on the broadcast and the whole event?
I watched the commercials. Yeah. I did not actually have the game on. I was watching the real game yesterday, which was the Puppy Bowl. And Team Fluff came out on top at the very end. It was very exciting.
Came down to the wire, unlike the actual game.
Well, how boring is that? And there's so much hype around that game, and I don't know that, at least with these two teams, because it has been such a regular occurrence, the excitement wasn't there. We talked about it this morning. If the Lions had been playing, I think that would have been huge. I would have watched that game. But to see the Eagles and the Chiefs do it again, it's like, I'll read a book.
The only thing I can say is at least it was a different outcome. And that I was happy about. Like, but you're right. It would have been fun. Like, I thought the Lions were going to march all the way to the Super Bowl this year until they had all those injuries. But I'm not even sure they would have beat that Eagles team. They were phenomenal. So
yeah,
who knows? But it was fun kind of watching everything. Like, I feel like, you know, we give the public what they want. You know, if they can sell ad spots or this show or that show, they're going to do it. But oh my gosh, the hype surrounding this game is so ridiculous. I watched the game. I didn't even know the Puppy Bowl was still a thing until a bunch of people on social media kept making jokes about it. I'm like, God, enough with the Puppy Bowl. It's been 20 years. And then I see it's, oh, they're still doing it.
21 years of the Puppy Bowl. That's insane. 21 years. God. Yes, it's fabulous. It just makes me laugh.
You said you watched the commercials. Did you have a favorite commercial, Jane?
No. I really miss the Budweiser frogs. I miss, those are the kinds of commercials that I miss.
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning too. And I don't know if this is my age or just to prove how not hip I still am. The whole Dunkin' Donut, the whole Dunkin' thing confused me completely. I don't know who Bill Belichick is standing behind Ben Affleck. It's like, that means nothing to me. And so, I just didn't find them as entertaining as they used to be.
I'm totally with you. I don't understand. Like, I think sometimes, like, a guy like Ben Affleck, they think they're so cute and cool and they do this stuff and the commercial is just silly. It's like he's making a commercial for him and 14 of his friends to laugh at. But I'm like going, how is this entertaining on any level except that celebrities are in it? And I need more than that.
Well, has it ever prompted you to actually try a product? They spend right. $8 million on a 30-second commercial, and I can say with almost absolute certainty that has never prompted me to buy or invest or do anything.
I got to go out and get a Long John and a cup of coffee. It's been too long.
Right? I think I do need to use E-Trade. You know, I think I should. No, no.
That's great. What did you think about the halftime show? Did you watch the halftime show?
I did not.
Okay. I would love to have heard if you guys were talking about it today or what Greg's thoughts were too, just because it was pretty, somehow that was polarizing as well. I mean, it's just a guy singing a genre that a lot of people don't care for various reasons. I don't know, but it really set some people off on social media and it's just a shame, but you didn't see any of it?
I did not. Certainly read enough things about it and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more on Thursday when we have J.R. Radcliffe on from the Journal Sentinel, but I think some of the terms that I've heard flown around, and this is becoming more prominent in many different avenues, are terms like demon, and this is demonic, and it's satanic.
Oh my gosh.
And one guy on social media today said it was paganism and Satanism, and I thought, I'm pretty sure those two are mutually exclusive. I don't think you can be a pagan and be a Satanist. Not the same thing. Look it up.
That's what I was telling Conrad earlier. I heard a lot of people saying, listen, I liked Prince a lot, but I don't get this at all. It's like, so you're like qualifying it by saying, I like one black artist, so I can criticize this guy. Like, it just is insane to me. And the first thing people said was couldn't understand a word he was saying. Well, it's not like you couldn't if you really listened, but I don't know. Even some of the bands I love, I can't tell what they're saying during the Super Bowl halftime show. But to me, it had racial overtones, and I just didn't like that. Some of it anyway.
Oh, and I think it's going to get much worse. I mean, he just replaced the head of the Kennedy Center with Rick Grinnell, who I don't know has any. And
right.
That's a whole nother avenue, Pete. We don't have nearly enough time.
No, I know.
And this is supposed to be the lighter part of the evening. I don't want to.
No. You know. And Donald Trump does not need any more words about him or exposure, at least not on this show anyway. But and I wasn't even going toward Trump. I was just saying that some social media followers or friends that I have, I was just surprised at the reaction. But Jane Matinera is my guest. You can catch her every day on the Civic Media Radio Network, hosting her own show, Matinera on Air, that she so expertly does with her co-host, Greg Bach, another friend of ours here. You guys have such a good time. Do you have something? You just mentioned Daniel Radcliffe. What else are you excited about this week, Jane?
Tomorrow we have Todd Alba on 10:30 to 11. Love him. He also has his own show here on the network from noon until 2. In hour number 2, we have Matt Wild, who is with the Mobile Market in Milwaukee. which is under the umbrella of the Hunger Task Force. So for the areas in the city that don't have good grocery stores, and there are many of them, they take it around the city and make it easier for people to access food. It will also be interesting to speak to them to find out their concerns about future funding for programs like theirs. Also this week, Dan Schaefer will be with us on Wednesday. We're moving things around a little bit. And we always close out the show with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." So you never know what that's going to be.
I love that. If you have not heard Jane and Greg do "This Shouldn't Be a Thing," that's worth tuning in. Just for that alone, it's so great. Jane, let's talk about the really important stuff. Movies. How are you doing? I know you like movies. Are you trying to see the Oscar nominated films, or where are you at with all that?
I'm going to be such a disappointment to you. I did see one. I saw most of Conclave.
Okay. When did you turn it off? Like before the end?
Yes.
Oh,
I looked up the spoiler. I'm fine. I looked up the spoiler. It doesn't make me wish I had kept it on. I was so bored by that film.
Okay.
The long, quiet conversations, I appreciated Isabella Rossellini as the scary nun, but I went to Catholic grade school. She had nothing on Sister Prosper. I'm sorry. not by a long shot. And I did not find it compelling. You knew something was coming, obviously, that otherwise there would be no film.
Well, that's kind of how I felt about the ending. I was like, I liked the film because of the ending. But if it was just like they decided to choose a pope and there was no twist, I would be like, why am I watching? Like, it's kind of interesting how they do it, but it's not really a film. But and I'm with you about the nuns. I went to Catholic school 16 years and started in the mid 70s. And there was a nun at our school on the northwest side of Chicago who used to tell stories to kids, second graders, about spiders crawling in people's ears while they sleep. And then they never wake up again.
Oh, my God.
I mean, right? Why would you say that to second graders? So they can be ruthless.
Yes, they can. Yeah, that I would love to know her motivation for that. That would be that must have been an interesting lesson plan.
If it was to get kids to say their prayers that didn't happen to them, it worked for me. I will say that. So maybe
a method. Please don't let a spider crawl in my ear. Thank you. Good night.
So what is it like working? Is it frustrating, or does Greg ever get intimidated thinking that you might actually be funnier than him?
I hope not.
No.
For one thing, I don't see it as a competition.
Oh, come on, Jane. Not with that attitude.
It's not a competition.
That's why I don't have a co-host.
So do you ensure you're always the funniest?
I know. And sometimes Conrad is about to zip a zinger in there and I have to mute his mic. So it works. It works for us. I'm not saying, you know, whatever.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly. So, Jane, are you binge watching anything? Are you in the middle of any kind of cool TV shows?
I'm glad you asked, because normally I do not like reality television in any way, shape, or form.
Same.
And in fact, I blame the television show Survival for a lot of the horrible place where we are now in society.
Me too.
That too is a whole nother long conversation.
That's very astute. Hey, Jane, can you hold that thought for 1 second? We'll do a very quick break and then we'll pick it up here. Jane Matinair is my guest. You can catch her show every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 10 to noon with Greg Bach. Matinair on Air. It's a great show. Check it out. We'll be back with more with Jane. She's going to tell us about a reality TV show. Brace yourself, folks. It's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Hockey on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, it's a non-conference game, a game that was scheduled to be played twice previously, but postponed once because of the weather and once because of illness on the Eau Claire North team. But tonight, the Wausau West Warriors playing host to the Eau Claire North Huskies. From the Marathon Park Ice Arena, I'm Chad Holmes. Also a change from the original schedule being played here, because the original schedule had the game being played in Eau Claire at the Hobbs Ice Arena. The rescheduled game had it being played at the Hobbs Ice Arena, but now with the ice time available here tonight, the game has been moved here to Wausau. Wausau West Warriors come in with an overall record of 16 wins and 5 losses. They are in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference at 7-2. Meantime, Eau Claire North is 6-14-1, and they are 7th in the Big Rivers at 2-10. Both these teams part of sectional number 1 in Division 1. The seeding meeting was held yesterday, and the Warriors earn a number 2 seed. We will give a complete recap of the seeds and the matchups during our first intermission, but what you need to know is the Warriors will be getting a first-round bye, and their first playoff game will be a week from Thursday night against either number 7 Superior or number 10 Thomas Sparta. Eau Claire North is the number 9 team in this bracket, and next Tuesday night they will open up the playoffs against number 8 seeded Chippewa Falls. The winner of that one will advance to take on number 1 seeded Stevens Point. Coming up, we will get a preview of tonight's game, talk a bit about the overtime win against Everest on Thursday as well, and talk a bit about that seeding meeting with head coach B.J. Brandt coming up next. It's Wausau West taking on Eau Claire North. Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, start of the final week of the regular season, busy final week for the Wausau West Warriors. A rescheduled game, a rescheduled location as they play host to Eau Claire North at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach B.J. Grant. I guess we'll start with Thursday's game. 2-1 overtime game, normal game against DC Everest. As you took a look at it, I think that some nights you'll see somebody like Griffin Bunnell make a lot of great saves. I don't think he made a lot of great saves on Thursday night. Your team had a lot of shots, but we talked about this quite a bit. Needed to put a little bit more pressure on, but ultimately found a way in the end.
Yeah, we were pretty content. I mean, you saw the first goal, right? It was Parker comes out of the corner, presses, we shoot, Jake gets the rebound. And I don't know that we got to another rebound until overtime. And I think that's where we have to learn in those situations how to score a goal against certain goalies. I mean, Griffin, anything he was going to see, he was going to stop. I mean, that's the reality of it. And he's a really good goaltender, and he kept them in the game. You know, and we did just enough to allow them to score. I mean, their goal was something where it's a mistake on us. Like, and it's something that's fixable. We've talked about it, and hopefully we'll see some of those changes tonight. But certainly to get out of there with a win was wonderful, and you know, sometimes winning heals some things, and I feel like, you know, as a coaching staff we needed it, as a playing group we needed it, and we were able to find a way to win and get an opportunity again to play again tonight.
And it certainly was important, because yesterday you had your seeding meeting and a number two seed, and obviously going into the campaign, I imagine that a lot of folks would have been surprised outside this building that Wausau West would be number two in this bracket. But it shows a lot of hard work and a lot of good hockey and a lot of wins. And obviously, you have to be very pleased with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coach, we don't really ever talk about, you know, where could we be in the end, like, because I think we all have the same expectation. But then when you start into the process, you start looking at things and how teams are playing and how your team's playing, and you think, wow, there's something here. And for these guys to, in the sectional that we're in, to earn the two seed, and it was a well-respected two seed from the group, it's kudos to what they've been able to achieve so far. And certainly we have a big week in front of us here, and then we get to the playoffs. And that's where hopefully all of your work that you put in the regular season pays off, and you get to learn from it and excel at the things that you worked on all regular season.
Papa, talk about the best laid plans, and the best laid plans for this game was supposed to be a sectional game.
supposed to be one of those games that you can take into the meeting and say, hey, we beat a team from our sectional, but a couple of times this one was postponed. It was supposed to be played over at Hobbs. Now it's being played over here. And when you look at Eau Claire North, they're the number 9 seed in your bracket, 6-14-1 overall, 2-10 in the conference. But you came in here and sat down and said, this is going to be a team that gives us a big challenge here tonight. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, first off, they haven't been blown out yet. I mean, every game is a good, you know, 1-2-3-goal game. I think only a couple times have they lost by more than 3 goals. And you look at, as we've watched them on film, they're tough to play against. They compete. Their goaltender's good. He stops a lot of shots for them. You know, they're 6-14-1, and they're probably four goals away from being .500. You know, and you look at, they probably think the exact same thing. You know, and for them, getting over the hump a little bit against a good superior team and beating them 4-3 on Saturday probably helps them a little bit in terms of between the ears and confidence, because, you know, they're a 9 seed, but they certainly are somebody that you know, they're going to be tough to play against as we go, and they're going to be tough to play against tonight.
Listening to what some of the things you guys are talking about, it sounds like a team that likes to muck things up, makes it hard. You know, that doesn't allow the easy plays. You're going to have to work in order to get good opportunities, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to have to work, and I think we have to be efficient. And I think that's where we've been talking about things a lot over the last couple of weeks, about how we want to play the game, where we want to put pucks. And I think that tonight we've got to make sure that we do that. This team's going to be very disciplined in their structure. They do a really good job of competing. They're going to block shots. They're going to finish checks. Like, those little detail things that sometimes as a player, if you're not mentally prepared for that, can really rattle you and get you off your game a little bit. And I hope tonight, you know, our guys, we've talked about it enough to be prepared for it, because, you know, like, you look at the record and people are going to say they're 2-10 in the big rivers, and they're a couple goals away from being right in the middle of the mix there.
And finally, you said the mental aspect. I'm sure everybody was looking to see where the bracket came out yesterday. All that energy going into that.